Hey everybody, Coach John here with your daily thought on a Tuesday. It's April 30th, 2024, last day of April already. Holy cow. Couple things happened this morning, interconnecting with getting my steps in and walking around the house, taking my sips of coffee and listening to Mitch Albom's Tuesday People podcast. But then also I saw before that this post from Bree Lurecki. I will share in the show notes the exact spelling of her name on Twitter X so that you could see this for yourself. And I will also try posting it on my Facebook page. She put out a great post about Erica Wheeler, who is one of the outstanding players with the Indiana Fever in the WNBA. And of course, her new teammate is Caitlin Clark, right? But just a great, less than 2 minute little clip interview with the press on why it's important for her, Erica Wheeler, to help Caitlin Clark, to take her under her wing, to put ego aside, because these two are battling for the same position, right? Point guard, one of the guards on the team, they're competing for playing time, right? They're competing to be a starter. They're competing for, more stats, whatever you want to say. But very, very cool to hear and see both talking about each other about the help. And Erica Wheeler brings up a great point about, like being that new kid in school, right? Whether it was seventh grade, middle school, whatever. And somebody taking you under their wing. And I got to thinking about, I remember some new kids coming into class, and we're all new at one point, right? I remember some new kids coming into various classes that I was in elementary school and middle school, and even high school, where I introduced myself. And I guess looking back, that's kind of where I always got the notion to do the same while I was working at Lakeshore High School, and a new staff member would come in, right? Or somebody comes into the school looking for help. I guess I've always had that part of me. And so to hear this being talked about on a very big stage, Erica Wheeler, Caitlin Clark, Indiana Fever, WNBA, hot topic right now, right? And then listen to Mitch Albom referring back to this play that is being currently run in New York, and the play of Tuesdays with Maury, of all the, like, the history of it. Very cool how it got started upstate New York, all the way around the world, different places. He tried to get to all these different cities for the opening of these plays, and he found out, you know what, that would be my full-time job if I were to continue doing this. Just great stories of behind the scenes stuff where Maury and Mitch connect. Like in real life, right? Older and younger, somebody taking somebody else under their wing. And in conversations Mitch has had with the actors that play Maury and Mitch in these plays, all different actors, right? Different size, shapes, colors, right? Languages all around the world. But a resonating theme that he found out with just about all of them was the friendships that developed in the play that went outside of the play, older and younger, right? More experienced, less experienced. Older actor, younger actor, right? So it's the same thing. It caught my eye when I saw this tweet and this post about Erica Wheeler and Caitlin Clark with the Indiana Fever. Older and younger, right? Mentor, mentee, right? And then this morning in my reading, me get the spectacles out here. From The Traveler's Gift. I've mentioned that book a number of times too. So definitely Tuesdays with Maury, The Traveler's Gift, other things I have leaned on heavily, in these shows that I've mentioned a lot. Get the bookmark out of there. This is the second decision for success. I will seek wisdom, right? I will seek wisdom, okay? It is a couple of things here. From this moment forward, I will choose to associate with people whose lives and lifestyles I admire. okay, whose lives and lifestyles I admire. People that have that fruit on the tree that you are looking to have in your life, right? And I think back to Central Michigan University. I've mentioned this before. Dr. Wells Cook was my Maury, right? He's the man who, first business class, sophomore year, I wasn't thinking of teaching, right? I was thinking of business degree. And so I took an intro business class with him. Within the first 15 minutes, not even, probably 10, he gave his introduction, his story, his background of being a high school business teacher in Fenton in Royal Oak, Michigan. And that's when that light bulb went off. And so I do believe I just about took every class that he offered. There's a great friendship that developed. And I got to see him numerous times after graduation. He was at our wedding. But I did lose track a little bit at the time of his life where when he got cancer. So there was a health issue that got in the way with his life, just like with Maury's, right? Just like with pretty much all of us as we get older, that I lost touch with him there at the end. Whereas I had connections with him after graduation for years. Mitch did not with Maury, right? They finally got in touch, and Mitch shares a. I'll put the link up for the podcast. Mitch shares another thing that he wasn't in the book, wasn't really talked about too much. He hasn't shared it too often, but he's gonna. It's gonna be an upcoming episode about missed opportunities, where he shares a story of Maury trying to get in touch with him way after graduation, right? And he just missed the letters from Brandeis University. As thinking, oh, they're just asking for money. And so there was correspondence from Maury to Mitch that Mitch just got rid of and almost never got the chance to connect with Maury as he got ALS. So again, seeking connections with older people, seeking connections, wisdom from somebody ahead of you in life, right? That's what these two little connections are. Right, the Mitch album, actually three, right? The Mitch album, this Eric Wheeler and Caitlin Clark, and the Traveler's Gift, right, from Andy Andrews. And one last thing here, the words of wise people are like raindrops on dry ground, the words from people that are wise, people that are older, people that are ahead of us in life, right? We're all older than someone, right? We're all younger than someone. Making connections with people throughout life, I think, is key. And we have some connections built in, hopefully, with our parents, with our siblings, our family, right? Aunts and uncles and cousins, grandparents, if you're blessed enough. It's becoming apparent to me, and it has for a while, and I've acted upon it, which I'm glad, and I want to continue acting upon, not wasting time with people that are still in my life. And my parents, my kids, family, some of them I definitely am friends to. Some of them, many of them, I have to turn up the volume a little bit or turn up the heat for me to get out and connect with them more. And so this kind of encompasses everything for me this morning, you guys. And so my post on Twitter X was good stuff to learn from, not just in sports, but all throughout life, right? Great connection to Mitch Albom and his Tuesday People podcast with Lisa Goich and the friendships that develop between older and younger people to help each other. That's what the message is, right? Older and younger people helping each other. And it gets me reflecting. Got some emotions flowing this morning, walking around, listening to Mitch's podcast and seeing this post. Very cool stuff. So look in the mirror as I'm looking in my mirror now, my messy hair, and see what you can do to connect with both older, right, the wiser people in your life, but also you are a wise person, an older person to somebody that you can help reach out to. And again, Erica Wheeler helping Caitlin Clark. They're competing for the same position. Talk about what true leadership is, right? Helping somebody to be their best. And if they get past you, or if they get a promotion quicker than you, or if they go on to do something great for them and they move on and you're still wherever you're at, it's okay, right? It's okay. In fact, one of the quotes she said, Erica Wheeler was like, I want everybody to win. I want everybody to win around me. And, I'm going to help them. And in basketball, it's the tough competition. They will go at each other in practice, right? They will make each other better, and they will play because, and again, you don't know about injuries or somebody gets traded or, there's tons of things that can happen to get in the way of things, right? So again, very cool stuff. I hope this resonated with you and connected with you somehow, as far as picking out a few lessons about people in life and older and younger and wisdom. Setting aside ego, helping each other to be better. I found some great connections this morning that I need to go do that. In fact, I'll do that today. And get an opportunity to go see some people and after a doctor's appointment. So I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Alrighty, guys. Hey, hope that helps. And again, keep sharing this message with people that you think might need it. Keep sharing this message with yourself, right? Go back, listen to some of these things. Take some nuggets from it, apply it to life, and just keep trying to get better. Keep waking up every day trying to just attack the day a little bit better than you did the day before. Okay, that's all we can do. All right, you guys, keep smiling, keep your head up, keep taking care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.